President, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You are here in Mexico City to announce the launch of a very high-profile effort to stimulate prevention efforts.
Yes.
It's called Champions for an HIV-Free Generation. Tell me about it.
Well, as you know, Sub-Saharan Africa as a whole, and Southern Africa in particular, including my country, is the epicenter of the epidemic in Africa, and maybe in the world. Now, on the whole, we are engaged in treatment and care, testing and counseling, prevention of mother-to-child transmission.
And you've had great success with all of that in Botswana.
In Botswana, yes, we have been relatively successful. In the other countries, there is need to step up those aspects of those activities. But in Botswana also. But what is worrying, and is the center of my initiative, is the continuing new infections, not only in Botswana, but in the rest of the region. It is said that for every person we treat, two new more are infected. That's not an acceptable situation. It is most worrisome. So what I have done is to ask a number of former leaders like me, leaders who are former presidents of their countries like me, and invite other prominent Africans in other walks of life, such as Desmond Tutu, who is an Anglican bishop, Judge Cameron from South Africa, who is a member of the Court of Appeal there, and Miriam, Professor Were in Kenya, who is chairperson of the Anti-AIDS Council in that country, and a few others who are still to approach.
And what is the charge?
The charge is to reinvigorate the fight against new infections. In Botswana in particular, we have 2016 as a target date by which we should have no new infections. And a great many other countries too are looking for no more new infections. Therefore, either at the rate at which things are going, even with the relative success of Botswana, there are still new infections. Obviously, the rate is increasing, but there are still new infections at a rate which is unacceptably higher than we would like to see.
And so how do you reinvigorate the prevention message?
We reinvigorated the prevention message by working together as former leaders and other leaders in the region, whereby we are going to take each country, visit each country, and talk to the top leadership about the need for new approaches, for new ideas on prevention, new initiatives, thinking out of the box, for more discussion and debate in the country about the prevention of new infections. So we're going to talk with the leaders, the political leaders, the labor unions, with industry, with CBOs and other civil society organizations. That's what you are going to do.
And what behaviors do you most want to change?
There's no one single thing. One is that there should be a reinvigorated campaign, one of the targets is to try to bring about a delayed debut of sexual activity by young people, both male and female, delayed debut, delayed start, postponing the start of sexual activity. That's one of the things we are going to advocate. The other is a reduction in the number of concurrent sexual partners. That's one of the ones we are going to be advocating. Exactly how we will achieve that, as of now, I don't know. But we are going to force a debate on it and point out that it's one of the driving forces behind continue the new infections. And so we're also going to sell ideas that are seen to have worked elsewhere. We're working with partners here in Western Europe and North America, the international organizations, who have a global reach and therefore a pool of knowledge of what has been tried where, under what circumstances, and what has appeared to work. And we are going to try and look at those and debate them and see to the extent to which they could be replicated in our situations. Obviously, even our own countries, similar though they are not necessarily homogeneous. Not everything that works in country A would necessarily work in country B. But it should be debated, evaluated, and seen and reasons found why it could not work or why it could work.
Mr. President, in your view, what is at stake?
Well, I have already said our very existence is at stake. Because now, if we take countries like Botswana, okay, there is treatment and care. And about 95% who are in need of treatment are getting it. But is that sustainable? Obviously not in the medium to long term. We cannot treat the epidemic away. So prevention is the logical corollary of what we are doing now. What we are doing now is in the short term, in the short to medium term. Of course, it had to be done. It has to be done. Those who are sick must be treated. But above all, everybody must know their status. Testing and counseling must be expanded because that is the basis of the campaigns for prevention. We want people to know their status so that if they are negative, we would want to encourage them to stay negative. And we want to suggest to them some of the things they ought to be doing in order to stay negative. We want to say to them that if they are young, one of the things is to postpone the start of sexual activity. If they already have started, one of the things is that please avoid multiple concurrent partners. And also, we're going to try other things that appear to have worked somewhere, like male circumcision. But it has to be approached very carefully because there is a very great danger that one might be understood to be saying that if you are circumcised, then you are immune, you can go about with impunity. That would be wrong, and that would be very, very dangerous.
But it seems like a cornerstone of this program is to build political will across the continent.
Yes.
So do you go...
In order to create an enabling environment for those who are already...
So what do you say to a President Mbeki?
We will go and sell the positive message to him, to say this is the situation in which we, all of us in the region, find ourselves. We have a problem. We have to do something about it. We are treating, we are counseling, we are offering testing and counseling, we are offering treatment and care, but in some cases, more has to be done, even in those aspects.
Will it
but
be a hard
above
sell?
All, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. We're not going to be accusatory. We're just going to go there and say that there is a problem, that it needs to be done, that he and ourselves are the same, and therefore we have to exchange views as to what should be done and how it should be done, and say to him or to anybody of our leaders what we think should be done, and we are also willing to listen to what he thinks should be done, because not doing anything is not an option.
What piece of this does the media have a responsibility for?
A great deal. Whatever we will be doing, we would like it to be reported. We would like the African population in all the countries that we visit. We like the populations of the citizens of countries which we will visit, the leaders, whose leaders we will engage. We want the media to report our conversations with those leaders. We want
and to focus to, on the strategies you're going
exactly,
to come up with.
Yes, exactly. And the message that prevention is imperative, that there is no choice, it's not an option. That priority number one is prevention, priority number two is prevention, priority number three is prevention, and that there is no option. Not doing anything is not an option.
I have a final question.
Yes.
Where is the accountability piece in this? How will you measure your success in this project?
We are going to be supported by international agencies such as UNAIDS, such as Global Fund, such as the American President's PEPFAR initiative, such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and others, and WHO. And together, they are a pool of knowledge of what is happening, what has happened in different parts of the world. And we, including methodology. After all, conferences like this are places where, or occasions where, the whole of humanity exchange knowledge of the developments, for instance, in the drug field, in the treatment field, and we are going to benefit by that, and including measurements. Because now we know how many people are living. Well, we roughly, how many, if you take a country like Botswana, we have an idea how many people are living with the virus. That's why we are able to say there are new infections taking place, because we know the people who are living with the virus and those of them who are in need of treatment now and are receiving it, and how many people, and therefore we encourage testing and counseling.
But what will be your definition of success?
Our success is we would want to see a continuing decrease in the number of new infections until they are zero.
Good luck to you, and thank you very,
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.